Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online once again. We're doing the Bible subject called The Bible Principles, Speak to Your Mountains, and it's taken from the scripture of David fighting Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17. So far, all of these parts have been dealing with the battle and David fighting Goliath, but I want to transfer that or illustrate how David represents a new born-again believer from the New Testament, and we can learn a lot from looking at him and his battle and his attitude through the battle. David is an example of a New Testament born-again believer and shows us what to do and how to fight battles in the spiritual warfare and to have positive victories in the natural. David has been meditating on the word and his covenant to God through Abraham even while he was looking after the sheep. He was preparing himself before any battle came. He prepared his faith well before the battle came. In this story, we see how David ran towards the mountain or the problem or Goliath and not away from it. He did not let the problem speak anymore to him. David added actions to his faith in what he believed. God is also saying to us, believe in faith, put the word of God into your heart, speak it out your mouth, hit the devil in the head, hit the situation in the head, bring it down and then keep it down. Don't let it get back up again. In this battle scene, we see where David did not let Goliath speak once again. He spoke something negative towards David, then David spoke what he had to do positively in faith, and he did not let the mountain or Goliath talk back to him ever again until David brought him down and then he took his head off. We also are to speak or confess continually the word of God at the mountain or the problem or Goliath, and also do not let it speak back to us even in our minds. As with David, go to the Bible, which is the water of the word of God, the brook. Take the Bible verses, the five stones, and put them in your spirit man, your shepherd's bag. As we run towards the mountain, problem or Goliath, we take the word of God out of our heart, confess it by faith from our tongue, which is equivalent to David's sling, to remove that mountain. Once again, thank you for being with me today on this topic of the New Testament believer in the battle between Goliath and David. Like I've said a number of times, David is an illustration of what a New Testament believer should do when the devil comes at that new born-again believer with problems in their lives, no matter what it is. God wants us to speak to the mountain, bring it down, and to keep it down. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up will be the conclusion, topic number 8, and that will be part 8 from the 8-part series. Thank you, and God bless.